This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by Growmark and their FS member companies. I'm Mark Magnuson. August pork exports totaled 226,519 metric tons, led by a record pace of imports from a Central American nation. Up next, we will hear from Kelly Wicks with the National Pork Board.
Why are more people heating their homes with FS propane? Because it's better to work with a company that lives and works in the same community that you do. When it comes to the comfort of your family, trust FS. We have highly trained service professionals who monitor your system for proper operation, safety, and maximum efficiency, so you can be sure that FS propane will leave your family with a good, warm feeling all season long. Contact your local FS propane specialist today. FS propane feels like home. Visit fspropane.com for more information.
August pork exports totaled 226,519 metric tons, led by Mexico and its record pace of imports. Kelly Wicks, manager of international market development with the National Pork Board, compared the five-year and three-year averages for value of U.S. pork.
They have grown 54% this year compared to the five-year average, and 45% compared to the three-year average. So if that tells you one thing, Mexico has been able to see what that continued investment in the country and working with them really does to those numbers.
Wicks says that tangible increases in exports allow producers to see work is being done to promote products both domestically and internationally.
And I think it's really been great that our international team and domestic team, as well as our human nutrition team, has really been working cohesively to boost that demand and find different ways. And so here on the international side, we're really looking at those partnerships and how we can boost where we're already at, where we can capture more space where we're not quite fully there.
She says investments from the pork checkoff continue to bring greater demand and value to the pork carcass. The National Pork Board and other groups such as USMEF are raising the value of the entire animal through global fusion and utilization of different cuts in different countries.
Maybe ways that we could use variety meats, or a way that, say, like for tonkatsu, that's a loin product, and how we could potentially use that here in the U.S. So just finding different ways to learn from other places that and bring it back to the U.S. And I know the domestic team at the National Pork Board is really honing in and some of those, especially in the multicultural space.
From the start of the year, pork exports were 11% above last year's pace, with a value of $5.32 billion. This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.